basically what we are seeing over the past 24 months, so breaking it down to March to March, our domestic violence numbers went down these past 12 months from 157 to 126. Our domestic violence kids, who are not Children's Advocacy Center clients, went from 133 down to 78. Neither of those are a surprise. What was a surprise is that our Child Advocacy Center numbers went from 41 to this past 12 months to 58, because pretty much statewide agencies such as ours are reporting lower numbers for the past 12 months. So we were kind of surprised. I'm not sure why. It's a significant increase, about 10-12%, but to me it says that we are getting the word out. People know that they can come to us. Kids are hearing about our services, and that's what it's all about.
And can you elaborate with the child advocacy part of it? What are some of the things that are involved with that?
Those are children who have made an allegation of either physical or sexual abuse, and they come to the center where a multidisciplinary team meets, and the children are interviewed by a person who is specifically trained to do those interviews. The team listens to the interviews. The team's made up of law enforcement, state's attorney's office, DCFS, perhaps somebody from our office even. And then the interview is recorded. The recording becomes property of law enforcement immediately.
And you use the $5,000 contribution that you get from the city on an annual basis for those services, right?
We use them for that service. We also primarily use it for counseling and therapy for these children who are victims of abuse, whether it be physical or sexual.